We're back with our Coach's Insight programs another week here on Care 93.7, getting you caught up on area basketball here in Northeast Kansas. And we start here with Atchison Girls Coach Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. Phoenix have won three consecutive games, a lot to dissect over the last week. But, Coach, let's go back. You guys played the Jefferson County North midseason tournament. It started with a five-point loss to Oskaloosa, but you guys bounced back with wins the following two games against Valley Falls and then Atchison County to claim, you know, that fifth-place finish. You know, how would you dissect and just kind of a few overall thoughts and takeaways from that midseason tournament last week?
You know, we came out and we played really hard. We still got a lot to work on the offensive end, but defensively, I've seen a lot of improvements. We're getting after it. Our pressure kind of won both of those games for us. We were able to get some turnovers. And when you can limit your opponent's looks at the basket, even if your shots aren't falling, you always stand a chance. Like they always say, defense kind of wins games for you.
Yeah, and how crucial was maybe that stretch, you know, in the week or two prior, you know, leading up to that JCN tournament? Because you guys had three consecutive games against Shawnee Mission North, Topeka High, Highland Park. These are higher classification schools. Now you kind of come back to a little bit more reasonable size, you know, so to speak, with some of the schools you saw in that tournament. And obviously you're seeing a little bit more success after playing teams of that caliber here in the last couple of weeks.
Well, sure. I mean, you go play teams like that with the players they have. I would hope you can only get better from it. And I give credit to the girls. They didn't hang their heads. You know, they had a couple tough defeats against Highland Park and Topeka High. But they went and, you know, I challenged them to go watch film, go see yourself, see what you're doing. And a lot of them came back to me and said, Coach, I see what you're talking about. I see what you're doing. So now that they're starting to visualize these things and put it on the court, it's doing great things for us.
Yeah, and you guys kept it rolling after those two wins to close out the JCN tournament Tuesday night. You got back into Meadowlark Conference play, a home tilt with KC Schlegel. You guys are able to get that win by 30 points. It was 54-24. You talked defense a moment ago, and it seems to be another key part for that win on Tuesday night.
Oh, definitely. We went in up 12 at half. We weren't playing our best, but we came out and we put a full court press on them, and we got up 30 in about 4 minutes. Just the girls are athletic. They're everywhere. They're trapping. They're buying into what we're trying to do, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, you guys get another crack at Sumner Academy on Friday this week, and, you know, you saw them before the holiday break, and that was a good game, but it was Sumner getting the win, 63-57. Talk about the adjustments you're kind of looking to make and the expectations for the second matchup against Sumner Academy on Friday.
Yeah, they have two guards that are really good. So we're going to look out, kind of come in a triangle and two, do one of our little junk defenses and try to get the ball out of their hand. And once it's out of their hand, keep it out of their hand and make their other players beat us. You know, running that defense, you got to rebound well. So we've been working on rebounding. But I think that's our plan going in, is we're really going to try to get the ball out of those two hands and see what we can do.
There it is. Atchison Girls Basketball Coach Nick Rebant, Phoenix. Three consecutive wins, defeating Schlegel on Tuesday night. They're back to it. Second tilt with KC Sumner Academy. That'll be on the road coming up on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.